difference. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat.
Better,
ladies and gentlemen,
I want to tell you.
Well, thank you.
I am a boat rocker.
We've got lots of stuff going on in the world today, majorly. Let's take tyranny on trial, and let me ask you at the end of it, who's to blame for what's going on? Pretty crazy stuff, but we'll get to that in just a minute here. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, we know that the good outweighs the bad. The good just needs to deal with the bad, right? And all of you girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, our pretty little princess. You know her as Stephanie Joy. Now, folks, welcome to the show. If you'd like to check us out, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Awesome website, just awesome. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also check us out on Facebook, which is Sons of Liberty Radio. Don't forget radio, friends. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. You can also check out on Facebook, Bradley Dean, two different websites, one personal, one fan page. Filling out my personal almost to the point where we can't take any more. So go for it while you can, friends. Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E, two different websites. You can also follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. And thank you for the response as well on that. Let's keep rolling, friends. Let's get busy. Evil prevails because good men do nothing. What happens when good men do something? They deal with the issues at hand, and they bring forth justice to establish righteousness. That is the fruit of obedience to a just and a holy God. Folks, phone lines are accessible as well. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. We are turning talk radio into do radio. We are showing you our faith by our works, And by the way, fruit is, the fruit of faith is...
Works.
No. That's not what I was trying to say. I was actually having a conversation with Chase just a couple minutes ago. Fruit is the work of faith because you have the faith. Fruit is the result of faith.
That's right.
I like that.
And you do the works because you have faith.
That's
not the other way around. You don't do the works to get the faith. Because you have faith, you do the works.
Okay. I don't need to say anything else. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, our pretty little, pretty little princess?
Well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible, terrible, terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We want the mind of Christ. We want the heart of God, as we always say here at the Sons of Liberty. Now, I'm just going to highlight this real quick because we've already been over this. It's Thursday. Our product of the week this week is Noel Webster's Advice to the Young. Again, it's 53 pages long. It's a paperback, so it's not intimidating. It goes through a series of questions which teach young people qualities such as honesty, generosity.
What is this?
No Webster's Advice to the Young.
It's second to none. It's great stuff, and it's a great adult reading, and it's so simple to understand. And when you're reading, it's like, whoa, I never thought about this.
And you know what?
This is elementary stuff, friends.
And who would know better than the father of the American Dictionary, you know, that found it? We've talked about Noel Webster.
The man that taught millions to read in that one descent, it used to say when you would open up a Webster's Dictionary, that's what it used to say. He taught millions to read in that one descent.
Wow.
And sin is violating God's moral law, 1 John 3:4.
How would you love to have that to your acclaim and your credit like that? That's amazing. But he's teaching qualities such as honesty, generosity, gratitude, and more. How many of you think that the youth out there could learn a little bit more of honesty and generosity?
Well, who are they going to learn it from if the older generation isn't exhibiting honesty and morality in the sons?
Well, you know, we have to go back to Noel Webster, but we are going to be standing here at the Sons of Liberty because we are making the example, and we hope that all the sons and daughters in Liberty out there are doing the same exact thing. We.
Okay.
That's right. But you know what's interesting?
Are we in France now?
We need some we need some reinforcements every while from the Noah Webster, the founding forefathers, and say, listen, who would know better than he would? So
nobody.
If you'd like to go ahead and order, you can go to shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com. Or you can call us at 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. This book is a $7 donation, and you ever notice that the things out there that sometimes are the most valuable, spiritually speaking,
yep.
people cast aside like, oh, it's just, it's just an old Bible.
Yep.
You know, it's just an old book from one of the generals of God. Well, this is amazing, and it's very affordable, and what's nice about it...
And it's the very answer that we're looking for.
Yep.
We just don't know it until we read it.
That's exactly right.
Yes.
And what's nice about it, too, is when you...
Soul food.
That's right. When you go ahead and order, we're going to send you a free Sons of Liberty. I'm sorry, You Can Run International baseball cap, which is very nice. I think you'll really appreciate that. So, see, listen, you get a free ball cap.
You Can Run International, my friends, by the way, is a website. It's youcanruninternational.com. It's what we did in high schools across the country over the last 14 years when we did 350 high schools, which we just did one not too long ago, colleges and the such. Now we're talking on Sons of Liberty Radio. And by the way, just to say all that to say this, we also have the summer months open right now for booking. Summer months are open for booking right now. If you'd like us to come out, give an hour and a half, two and a half, well, hour and a half, two and a half hour message. Now is the time to do that. Get a hold of Chase. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747 as well. Chase, how do people check out the live stream?
Well, when you become a son or daughter of Liberty, the live stream comes with a package with your certificate and T-shirt and all that stuff. You get to watch the radio show 6 days a week from
and
2 to 3.
Yes,
yeah.
You
get to see what's actually going on.
You see the air drumming and everything
yeah.
else that goes on.
Well, I'm a part
it.
Of the message.
That's exactly right.
Yes.
And also, too, still going on for the month of March, when you become a son or daughter of Liberty, you're also going to receive your free Sons of Liberty T-shirt that Chase just mentioned. So, before we go on to the show, I'm going to have some wonderful... statistics for you today. Actually, they're going to blow your mind. It's going to be like, what? I never knew that.
Yes.
But let me give you this quote that's going to go along with it. We're going to deal with this more towards the end of the show, or the middle to end of the show, I should say. But it says, I love those that thunder out the word. The Christian world is in a deep sleep. Nothing but a loud voice can awaken them out of it. Who said that? George Whitefield.
And who used to support that man's ministry? Benjamin Franklin.
That's amazing.
Yes.
Isn't that great?
Yep.
Well, we're going to talk about some statistics about...
He was actually a revival preacher, a great awakening preacher that used to go to the colleges. He was also a field preacher as well, along with John Wesley and the such.
That's right.
So when he got ostracized from the church, the first thing he did, John 16, by the way, first thing he did is he went to the masses.
Amen.
Just where God wanted him in the first place.
Exactly. Amen. So that's great. It's George Whitefield. And we're going to talk about church statistics. Now, you're going to be amazed to see how many quote-unquote Christians don't actually evangelize.
Okay, now we're talking 78% of America claims their Christianity, so there's got to be a lot of listeners out there that just believe that you are a child of God.
Oh, yeah. You're going to have to...
Crazy stuff.
Exactly. It's crazy stuff. We're going to hit it in the middle of the show, and we're going to talk about it for about a half an hour or so. So please stay tuned. You are going to be... I think the word is shocked and hopefully motivated to action.
Yes.
That's right.
All miseries and evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war come through their despising and neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. Oh, by the way, in the 60s, friends, everybody knew my lingo. Everybody understood my lingo. Everybody understood the thundering that comes from the microphone here from the Sons of Liberty, because it was common coming from the pulpits across the country, opposite of where we're at today. Friends, you got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Tyranny on Trial.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty Radio. For the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties, and we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue by the support of people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. Tyranny on trial. Who's to blame? Listen carefully. This is President Harry Truman back in May of 1945 during the commencement of Nuremberg trials. He said, "The laws of God and of man have been violated, and the guilty must not go unpunished." Let me say that again. The laws of God and of man have been violated, and the guilty must not go unpunished. What's interesting about that, is back in 1945 during the Nuremberg trials, when the war criminals were rounded up by a world tribunal in order to bring forth justice concerning those who were responsible for the murder of 12 million people, mainly Hitler's regime. When it was time to answer for their crimes, they stated that they were just doing what they were ordered to do. Friends, listen to what I just said to you. The laws of God and of man have been violated, and the guilty must not go unpunished, said President Harry Truman during the commencement of the Nuremberg trials in 1945, May. Those that were responsible for committing the crimes against their own people said, "We were just doing what we were ordered to do." Whether it was legal or illegal. And again, not only in the sight of man, but also before a just and a holy God, Proverbs 21:3. Now, the real question here should be, who are the real criminals? Track with me, friends. The real question here is, who are the real criminals? Those who committed the crimes, or those who let them commit the crimes? I love this. I've been studying the book of Jeremiah. Whoa. Hey, folks, this is a prophet's message, and I can see and understand from a carnal, unregenerate human being as to why he would hate the Spirit of God, because he loves darkness rather than the light, lest his deeds should be wrought. John 3:18, check that out. But let me say this again. The real question here concerning Hitler's regime is, who are the real criminals? Those who committed the crimes, or those who let them commit the crimes? So just imagine with me for a moment, if you would, friends, if the people in Germany, 80 million people in population, by the way, would have dealt with these criminals before their crimes commenced, how different would have been the outcome? Read Deuteronomy 28:63 when you get a minute. So let me bring you to America, and let's see if history is now beginning to repeat itself in America. Friends, and I'm telling you, this is spot on prophetically. Because when I look across the country, as I do on a daily basis, and see things taking place in America, I can't help but wonder why we are where we are at today and who's to blame for the position that we are as a people are in. We can't blame, friends. I've said this before, but let me emphasize. Let me open this up, expound this a little bit for you. We can't blame government for what we allow government to do. It's like this. First, I know we can't blame the professed church in America for holding back the word of the Lord concerning homosexuality, abortion, government corruption, because they don't want to be, or they don't want to, I should say, offend anyone. I mean, after all, while Christ was being delivered up for the guilt, the sins of mankind, it was the religious hypocrites of the day crying, "We have no king but Caesar," John 19:15. And friends, I know we can't blame the homosexuals who are being used to upend the Constitution of the United States to make way for Sharia law, because after all, that's the way they were born. Friends, we can't blame the abortionists who murder over 4,000 babies a day across America, because we know that the Supreme Court gave them a thumbs up and said it was okay to murder at will under the guise of choice. I know that we can't blame those in government, namely the corrupt politicians who knowingly, at every step of the way, willfully violate America's Constitution and who on a daily basis trample our rights that hundreds of thousands of our forefathers, grandpas, fathers, uncles, cousins, brothers, and sisters have fought, bled, and died to give us. No, we can't blame them. Friends, I know we can't blame the teachers across the country that teach what they know is illegal, immoral, and un-American in our classrooms under every guise concerning No Child Left Behind, International Baccalaureate, or even Common Core, because after all, friends, they have to hold on to their jobs. Friends, we certainly can't blame the 86% of the parents that claim that they're Christians, patriots, and or conservatives that are dropping their children off at the school gates to be illegally indoctrinated by the federal government, for they are just doing what everyone else is doing. Read Article 10, Bill of Rights. Or what about those in the state-run media, friends, who do what they are told to do, regardless of the information being broadcasted? By the way, if it's true or not. We can't blame them either, because they're just following orders on what to report. Now, friends, this sounds all too familiar when you study history out just a little bit, because the Nazis during the Nuremberg trial said they were just doing their job. I'm sorry. They were just following orders. No questions, no moral conviction, or standing against that which violates God's laws and man's secondary to God's, as long as they are concurrent with God's law. Friends, have we taken on the same mentality in America? Because it has been said, a nation whose citizens refuse to see and investigate the facts, who refuse to believe that their government and their media routinely lie to them and fabricate a reality contrary to verifiable facts, is a society that chooses and deserves the police state dictatorship it's going to get. How true. So I ask, friends, who's to blame? Let me give you the answer right now. The American people that allow them to do it.
That's right.
The American people that allow them to do it. Not a bunch of pacifists. I'm going back to Germany now. I'm thinking about all the Jews. When these things were beginning to transpire in the face of the people, 80 million in population, friends, that began to excuse themselves out of the judgments that they were under, and it's not going to fly.
That's right. And rather than standing up to it, they also adjusted under those judgments. So,
yes,
for example, they said, well, you can't attend our schools. Well, then we'll do our own schools. You can't swim in our pools. So then we'll do our own pools. Rather than saying, no, this is violating, and rather than the German people realizing, no, this is not right, they went along with it.
Yes.
But the sad part about it is when they were questioned, as you said, they said, we were just doing our job. We were just following orders. Well, you can use that same mentality today when you see people say, well, I can't lose my job, or I'm just doing what they tell me to do. Well, if the laws, if they make it the Supreme Court rules that we have to take the guns away, we're just going to take the guns away. We're just going to follow orders. And it's very interesting to note, even, too, in the American Revolution, the British first came over, what were they doing? They're trying to take away their guns from them, too, as well. Yeah. So that's the first thing, you know, you disarm, but that's a different story.
Incrementally. It's called a siege. It's a slow takeover.
And so many times, especially when you're watching all these documentaries on what happened with the Jews and with Hitler and the Nazis, the Jews were surprised that, listen, it will never happen here, or, you know, it can never happen here.
They need us.
Yeah, that's right. And then you start to see where they say, well, maybe it could happen here, and why would they get rid of us? We're our work for their workforce. Yeah. Then all of a sudden they were annihilated. You know, we've got gas chambers and everything. You can't get to the point because we have such a great example of history where we can turn our backs and say, well, it just can never happen here.
But it is happening here.
Exactly.
And that's the point of my letter. Now, this all came out of a conversation that I had last week where I was talking to an individual, and he was talking about, well, Bradley, I'm trying to win the teachers. I'm trying to win these people that we're going to. So am I. But we're not going to do it outside of what God did and taught.
Right.
We can't win man outside of what God instructed us and in the ways in doing that.
Mm-hmm.
We can't win people to our cause that are not converted to the same God that we serve.
Right.
And therein lies the problem. Now, we know in America that we serve a Christian God, the God of the Mosaic Institution. It's called Common Law. Read the Declaration of Independence or the Mayflower Compact. You can read either one of them. And the Constitution of the United States is the fruit of those founding documents.
Right.
But so in saying that, we know who our God is, but what happens is people get along and they try to go along to get along and they get along to go along.
Mm-hmm.
So what they do is they start to be diplomatic.
Right.
They try to compromise.
We don't want to offend. We don't want to be demonized.
And every time we compromise, what we're doing is we're giving up our sovereignty little by little to the God that gave us the rights in the first place.
Right.
And he said, listen, if you want to maintain those rights, then you're going to have to fight the good fight of faith. You're not going to do it outside of that.
That's right. You know what's scary, too, is we have this kind of chameleon mentality. And we have this kind of like you said, go along to get along. Well, we just don't want to offend anybody.
Yep. Can't stand them people.
I don't want to be known as the hater. I don't want to be demonized. Listen,
I don't want to have to suffer any abuse from the world that I'm standing against.
Yes.
You know, like Paul said, he said, God forbid that I should glory except in the cross.
Right.
And he said, I'm crucified to the world and the world's crucified to me. Well, I'll profess Jesus, but I'm just ashamed of his name right now. Don't want to stand up too high. I might actually get crucified myself.
Don't want to actually not go with the flow. I might have to actually stand for something. When you see that picture of all the sheep going herding in one direction and that one sheep going the opposite direction, that should be a Christian walking on principle, not on majority rules.
A man of conscience is not a leader of consensus. A man of conscience is a molder of consensus. That's what a leader is.
Amen.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build $1 million tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you got any thoughts, friends, you can go ahead and give us a call, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. I know that this is not a desirable message, but it's a true message. It's called taking responsibility for where we're at today, because I know everybody loves to magnify the problem. I know everybody loves to magnify fear or continuously have conversations with rhetorical talk where the dog chases his tail and never brings about resolve by getting a hold of his tail. I know. That's a make-believe world, friends. That's a world that's under judgment. That's a world that's okay with where they're at, because if it wasn't, why aren't they bringing about the answers? And that's what we're trying to do. It's the people within the country that need to bring about the resolve. It's not someone else is going to take care of the problem, and I know a lot of people want to go down that road. Well, let me tell you something before I give this over to Stephanie. There is other people taking care of the problem. It's just the wrong people.
Mm-hmm.
It's the people that you don't want to bring about their resolve. See, we know what's right, and that's why we always, well, we make reference to what Edmund Burke said when he said, when evil prevails, it's because good men do nothing. That is true within every word, every letter in those words is right on the smack. It's right on the money. We can't complain about what we tolerate. And I can gauge, and I can know what's going on out there right now, and it's interesting how people just reject this message. No one else is going to fix the problem, friends, that we're called to fix. Okay? And again, let me remind you, I'm not talking about a third world country anymore. I'm talking about your country, and I love you enough to tell you the truth.
Yeah, exactly. When you're talking about, you know, who's to blame? Well, John Adams rightly said that the church was the moral compass of society. So as goes the church, so goes the world. When we had our founding forefathers who established our nation, they were listening to the pulpits thundering with truth and righteousness and liberty and freedom. And those are the kind of men that were raised up under those pulpits who fought for our liberty and who fought for our freedom. So when you go back and say, listen, you can point the finger all you want at everybody else, but know that there are fingers pointing back at you saying, listen, you got to look in the mirror, because people will get away with what you let them get away with. Yeah. So you can't say, well, you know, it's just their fault, it's the government.
Well, no, let me,
it's
let
all
me,
reflection of us.
Let me bring it back to something I said yesterday. And again, folks, let's weigh this out in the light of Scripture so we can have spiritual understanding, so we can understand what's going on in the carnal. Because what the carnal is the fruit of what's going on in the spirit. And when you look at when Christ Jesus was crucified, he said, if you allow this. Now, remember, the women were following him as he was going to the cross. And Jesus looked at him and said, don't cry for me. Cry for you and your children. He said, because if they'll do this in a green tree, what will they do in a dry tree? In other words, with all the light that you have, and you know that I am not guilty of anything that any of the accusatory finger has been. I'm not guilty of anything that anybody has accused me of. Is what Jesus said, and yet you allow them to do this? Friends, that's exactly what I'm trying to say today. We're allowing the truth to be crucified by our tolerance of the crimes that are committed against that truth. And that's what I'm trying to bring about results to.
You know,
listen, if we want preservation in our country, and we're called to be the salt of the earth, then let's be the salt of the earth. No one's going to do it for us.
That's right.
And keep in mind, those that had Christ crucified, they wanted Barabbas out of prison, and Barabbas was a murderer. Well, they were saying, crucify him, crucify him. See, they were equating themselves to the spirit, the fallen spirit, in which they were born of. They were following the dictates of their father, which was not the God of heaven. They were saying, crucify the innocent Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, because we're guilty as hell, literally. We want you to give us Barabbas because he's just like us while we're crucifying the innocent. There was no difference between the Pharisees and Barabbas. They were all guilty of murder as they were crying for murder, namely murdering the Son of God.
That's
and why did he do it? He did it for the sins of the world.
That's exactly
our
right.
sins, friends. And we're guilty as hell. And when we begin to understand that we're guilty as hell, the Holy Ghost will rot heaven within us, and that's called being born again, John 3:3.
That's right, and that's true conversion.
Yes, it is true conversion.
So when we're talking about the church, we're talking about, you know, what happened with Jesus in his day. His problem was the church. Now we find today that the problem is the quote-unquote professed church. I'm not going to say the true church, because the true church of God is not the problem.
The true church today is being scrutinized and demonized and polarized by the spirit of the world. It always will be
that way. You know
what's
interesting to note about this, and I thought about this when you were talking, is people oftentimes, as we just mentioned, say, I don't want to be, you know, demonized, known as the hater, you know, all that kind of stuff. I don't want to be smeared. You know, if you look at our founding forefathers, they were labeled rebels by King George.
Terrorists.
They were misled.
Terrorists.
They were ill-designing men.
Yep.
They were terrorists. They were rebels. Thank God they didn't care what they were branded. They stood upon principle and said, no, we're fighting for freedom from a tyrant such as yourself, and they fought to give us liberty.
Yeah.
So they weren't concerned about, oh, what they gave up their reputation, they gave up their lives, their fortunes, their most sacred honor. They bound themselves together in one common cause.
And keep in mind, let me interject this too, when they received the letter from the tyrant King George, the Continental Congress at that time, when the 13 colonies met. Keep in mind, when they read that letter, King George, the tyrant himself, said that, listen, if they repent, I'll show them mercy and kindness.
Mm-hmm.
But if not, they will be killed by hanging.
Death by hanging.
Would put to death by hanging. And that's exactly, they said, no, if you go ahead and threaten us all you want with death by hanging. We're not moving. Now comes the separation.
Yeah.
Now let's write up that document called the Declaration of Independence.
That's right. And if you look at the church,
they stood against
that's
tyrant.
Right. And if you look at the church today, now they're threatened by something, or something kind of comes, bumps up against them. Oh, we're sorry, we'll apologize. We didn't mean that. What if our founding forefathers
That's
said,
right.
Oh, we're sorry, King George. Oh, we apologize. Oh, no way would we want our heads to be lopped off.
Oh, this is what they do.
Exactly.
I've seen them do
I know.
It.
That's
I remember I gave the prayer at the Capitol in the state of Minnesota, which, by the way, is available on sonsoflibertyradio.com. And I remember I invoked the name of Jesus Christ. It was the professed church that came up to me and said, you can't be dropping the J-bomb. I said, listen, I'm not asking for permission. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Therein lies the problem in America right there. It's because the professed church doesn't stand up because they don't have the faith.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a fact. If they have the faith, they can't not. Hey, it's like Jeremiah when he said the fire, it's like fire shut up in my bones. He was saying, friends, I can't help myself. That's what he was saying. I can't help myself. This fire's got to come out, and it does come out. And fire is contagious, my friends. And I'll tell you what, when they attack the church without fail, had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory, because here comes the power of resurrection that the enemy of your soul, he is afraid of that more than anything else. Why? Because the power of Christ comes on the scene and says, I'm now going to spoil principality and power. I just gave you the victory. That is knowing the power of God unto
salvation.
Yes, and it's called redemptive power, and I love it. And it's not fun to get there. We were just talking about that this morning. It's called the redemption of the Most High God.
That's right. And you
know, the process of the cross.
In this world, what are we promised? We're promised trials, tribulations, persecutions. Those who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus, they shall suffer persecution. Not they might suffer persecution.
Or maybe we can get out of it if we say it a different way.
Yeah,
no, I didn't see the prophets do that. I just seen them do what the word said, and that's what they stuck to. God told Jeremiah, do not diminish one word or one commandment that I give you. You say it the way I say it. And don't go either way. Don't try to appease men. Don't try to compromise. Don't try to be diplomatic. Give it to them the way I say it.
Yep, that's exactly right. And if we were not going to be having warfare here on this earth, why would the Lord have told us to put on the full armor of God?
Because I guess now, because we're hearing from the pathetic church of the day, professed church of the day, now God is just ready to rapture us out of here.
That's
a different... They want to be raptured from responsibility.
Yep.
One more point before we get to this, because we have to get to it. Nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ did. So when I'm talking about making the distinction between the church all the time, friends, and the professed church, Jesus did it all the time. He was constantly breaking ranks by bringing, well, he said, think not that I come to bring peace, I come to bring a sword.
Mm-hmm.
He brings division. For what? The cause of the truth and the light. Who are those that are his? They ain't the goats, they're the sheep.
That's right. The truth divides the sheep from the goats.
It totally does.
But as George Whitefield said, he said the Christian world...
His truth.
That's right. As George Whitefield said, the Christian world is in a deep sleep. Nothing but a loud voice can awaken them out of it. And I was doing a little research here today, and I found some evangelism statistics. Now, it's interesting because you would think that if people are quote-unquote Christians, that they would, of course, fulfill the Great Commission. What did Jesus say? He told us, go ye in all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He didn't say, sit in the church pew, wait for them to come to you, don't go anywhere, don't
He also said, think not to say within yourselves that there's yet 4 months before the harvest. He said, pray that the Lord of the harvest will send forth laborers into the field.
The harvest is plentiful.
Just the exact opposite again.
And what did he say? He said, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few.
Oh, I could feel it coming on, sisters.
Oh, my goodness.
If I was in a black church right now, they'd all be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean.
Amen. Yep. Well, over here, we see that 95% of all Christians have never won a soul to Christ. How is that? Jesus said, go ye into all
the
world
purpose
and
of the
preach
church.
The gospel to every creature, and 95% of all Christians have never even won one soul
Case in point,
to Christ.
I met a college professor from Bethany College.
Bethel?
Is it Bethel?
It's Bethel,
okay,
yeah.
Bethel, and where's that at?
It's in Minnesota. Yeah.
It's in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's in Minarena today. It's raining today.
That's right, Minarena.
And saying that, we were sitting at a table one time, and I didn't really get along with him because I seen the compromise. I seen the religiosity on him. I can't stand that kind of stuff, friends. I just can't, because they're responsible for much of where we're at today. Before we blame the government, we take responsibility as the church. That's scripture. But in saying that, it was interesting that he said he was the only one that he knew of out of all of the Christian colleges, I believe, in the 5-state area that ever did any evangelism. What is the purpose of your college, dude?
Yeah, and
sick.
What are you getting trained up for? I mean, it's like, what are you guys all going to congratulate yourselves that you think you're saved and you're really not?
If I was on Christian radio right now, they would say, Bradley, we don't want you telling people that.
Just tone it down.
No, it's time to take responsibility.
Well, listen, the truth is the truth, and it's just wrong. Can you imagine having a doctor that never doctored anyone? Well, don't call yourself a doctor if you're not going to heal anyone.
Didn't you hear about the doctor, the little boy had a broken arm, and because he didn't want to re-break it and readjust it because the little boy was screaming and crying? He just said, you know what, for the sake of not causing this kid any more pain, let's just let his arm grow back.
Oh, funky, not normal. That's
funky.
Right. That's right.
Yes, funky.
Of course.
What would have been your word, Jay?
The truth hurts. You got to break the arm and reset it so it can be used normally.
You got to do it the right
way,
not the wrong way.
That's right.
Folks, we're going to come right back. Finish up the last segment, 1-866-233-0747. Any thoughts? Any thoughts? 1-866-233-0747. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Sons of Liberty Radio. www.thenetwork.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Joseph Vera, the founder and CEO of WND.com, WorldNet Daily, as it's known in some quarters, the nation's largest independent news source. I am just so pleased to be working with Bradley Dean in a number of ways, getting more familiar with their program and their ministry every single day, and I'm excited about their outreach to young people across this country, which is one of the most important mission fields anybody could ever find.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
Most of our customers are absolutely phenomenally impressed with the product.
That's Tony, the co-founder of Heart and Body Extract, the 100% all-natural with no negative side effects supplement that supports a strong and healthy heart, strength and stamina, sharp memory, restful sleep, clean, clear arteries, and good circulation. And listen to this, in over 13 years of business, there has been no price increase for Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com. That's hbextract.com.
I couldn't help myself. I had to.
I just
had to. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Folks, you have us at Top GCN Live Streams. We are in second place. We got bumped to fourth because of the message today.
Can you believe that?
Whoa.
You know,
you would think people would love on this,
sometimes
right?
Sometimes the message that people don't want to hear, they'll just turn the dial. But you know
but
what?
That's why,
speak the truth anyway.
Yep. And how many times have we heard people say, Bradley, man, you would say stuff and it just bothered me?
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, before I knew it, I was just coming back to the radio station and listening.
That's right.
Hey, dude, you got to understand real love. I've been down that road and it's one that you don't want to keep going. Listen. Prudence and wisdom says, look at the scars on that guy's arms. Okay, I don't want those scars. Okay, that's what I'm trying to prevent. See, prevention is better than cure. And it's a love that we used to preach in this country, not just from the pulpits, but also from government and the pulpits in the churches and the schools and the so on and so forth, friends. It's a love that is gone, and it's a love that is still here, and it's accessible, but we have to walk in it. If we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship as one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sins. Hallelujah. Amen. If I was in a black church right now, they'd all be standing up saying, bring it down, do.
That's exactly right. Well,
Brother G.
To get back to our interesting, shocking, and appalling's
better.
Statistics
reproachful.
That we have,
yes.
80% of all Christians do not consistently witness for Christ. So we're called to be witnesses of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, but we don't witness about anything.
Yeah.
So we're supposed to testify to the truth, but we don't testify. I mean,
no, we call ourselves Christians,
yeah,
and then we act like the devil.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Or just like the world. So sometimes we're trying to convince
that
people.
That is the prince of the power of the earth,
that's
the
devil. That's true.
Yeah.
What I'm saying, though, is it seems like lots of times, quote-unquote Christians, if they want to persuade someone to come to Christ, and the person who's not saved looks at him and says, listen,
I'm loving him to Jesus.
The person will look at him and say, listen, you're no different than I am. You watch the same movies I do. You listen to the same music. You dress the same way. You do the same things. And you want me to convert to what you got going on?
That's
you're
right.
Following me more than I'm following you.
Of course.
You know, it's so gross to me. I'm just FYI.
Gross.
FYI.
Besides bad breath.
Yes. And, you know.
Yeah. Or people that have the vapors.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What's gross to me is when you look at what the world puts out, and then you look at the Christians
follow
in pursuit to copy it. So, for example, the world gives us Batman. The Christians do Bible Man.
Steph, let's keep in mind again the lack of Christianity.
Professed Christians, let me clarify. That's a good point. So, you know, we get this got milk. And then we get this got Jesus from the professed Christians.
Or what about this one? I love this one. What would Jesus do? Isn't that,
Here he told us what he'd do. Look at the Bible.
No, it's what is Jesus doing.
That's right.
Amen.
Exactly. So when you go, FYI, listen, we're called to set the example. You look at Christian stuff, it's so cheesy and second rate. You look at worldly stuff, it's quality and it's great stuff. Listen, we're called to be the standard, not the other way around. It just gets me.
Yeah.
Whatever you do that you do for Christ, do it to the best of your ability and make sure that it's
David said, perfect that which concerneth me,
that's
Christ,
right.
For your name's sake. We're to purge ourselves. The book of Timothy I'm in right now. Why? For vessels that are meet for the master's use.
That's right. Exactly right. So going back to what we're talking about here, less than 2% are involved in the ministry of evangelism. That's like a flunk by ginormous
measures. So there's 98% that profess their Christianity, but they just don't have the Spirit of Christ within them.
Exactly. Okay. And they don't actually act it out, right?
Yep.
Okay, 71% do not give towards financing of the Great Commission.
Oh, we get that. And how many times I've been accused of that one. Bradley Dean, you do it for the money. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Less than 0.5% of 1% of all finances that come into the church go to the students. Friends, let me shame that stupidity real quick, okay? More money goes for animal shelters in this country than they do for missions across the sea.
Mm-hmm.
Something wrong with that? And we do it for the money? I'm humored.
Yeah, it's...
I'm humored.
It's
matter of fact, all the schools that we did, 350 high schools that we did, friends, did you realize that we used to have to raise all of the money to go do public schools because of all the federal government cuts? Let's put it into perspective.
That's
here.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
That's what I want to be doing all the time is trying to chase after funds. But this one says good. It says one particular denomination did a survey on its leadership ministries, and the results were
the
as follows. The leadership, okay?
Where? Where is it?
The
very
ones,
far and few between.
The ones that have their quote-unquote credentials.
And they all have the same haircut, and they have all the same glasses. You know, those little round, freaky-looking, you know, like those socialist-looking glasses on?
Yes, I know the glasses.
Those are the guys that have the bad breath. It's just like, stay away from me.
The bad glasses.
Totally. You're a hireling. You got a lot of good ideas. We don't want your good ideas. You're real reasonable, not realizing that reason is the greatest enemy to faith. Yep, I know what kind of guy you are. I can't get the job done with having guys like you around me.
That's right. Now, 63% of the leadership in this denomination, including deacons and elders, have not led stranger to Jesus in the last 2 years through the method of go ye
Steph,
evangelism.
Steph, what do we do everywhere we go?
Track people everywhere
it's
I go.
It's fun.
I'm giving away
the life that Christ gave me.
That's right. Now we're in the gas station, the grocery store, the mall. We're talking to someone on the street.
And
whatever.
It's not nerdy, weird, churchy stuff, friends. It's
not,
real stuff.
That's right.
You know? Okay.
It's not bless you, brother.
Oh,
would you like this?
Bless you. Come over to my church and we'll have a pizza party and we'll play secular songs for you, and we'll win you to Jesus over the next 15 years through my compromise of the Word of God.
That's right.
Yes.
Winning the evangelism.
Yes.
49% of the leadership ministry spend zero time in an average work week ministering outside of the church.
No, I know what they're doing outside the church. They're attacking people that are actually doing the work. I get that, too.
Exactly.
Yeah, they don't have things. You know, when they're in church, they put on the church face, and then when they walk out, they're talking about Bradley Dean and the sermon that was just preached because it was convicting. And what they do is they actually bump up against the Spirit of Christ.
I mean,
that's their deal.
Can you imagine that?
It.
Zero time
yeah.
in an average work ministering outside of the church. So they're just in
Stephanie,
the box, don't go anywhere else.
And how about the compromisers that complain about their preachers that don't preach the Word
that's
of God,
right.
yet they keep going back to church?
Yeah,
how
exactly.
many times do we hear about that?
Oh, exactly.
Well, then quit going there.
My pastor's just not preaching the Word. Well, then don't.
No, I'm trying to tell them what to do. No, why don't you lead the way since God's giving you the light?
That's
Next.
Exactly right. 89% of the leadership ministries have
playing a game show right now.
89% of leadership ministries have zero time reserved on their list of weekly priorities for going out to evangelize.
No, I know they have to have meetings.
Yeah, exactly.
They have to convene to have another meeting about what they should do, but they haven't done it.
The fish.
God. Blank, damn, blank, you, dash. I'm sorry, dash.
That's right.
Proper perspective. I am woeing that mentality, friends. Read Matthew 23.
As Christ did. 99%, I'll get this, 99% of the leadership ministries believe that every Christian, including leadership, has been commanded to preach the gospel to a lost world. So they believe it.
Mark 16:15 is there. It's there for somebody, but just not
that's right,
them.
That's right. You ought to use your lips, but your hearts are far from.
They strain at the gnat and they swallow the big immoral camel.
Yeah, can you believe it? Yeah, of course we believe that we need to go in all the world and preach the gospel. So great. Do you do it?
You're right. I feel like Elijah on top of the mount right now mocking the
false
prophets.
You know what? That's exactly right.
Yeah. Now, how long will you falter between two opinions, friends? We need not tolerate this baloney. Let's get to our own homework. Study and show ourselves approved unto God, of a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, and get busy about working for the Lord.
That's right. Now, two more. 97% believe...
Plenty to do.
That's right. 97% believe if the leadership had a greater conviction and involvement in evangelism, that it would be an example for the church to follow. You think?
Mushroom converts. Converts that not have been... They have not been converted yet.
Yeah.
They need to be converted again and again. Those are called altar athletes. Oh, I know them too. So sorry they do it again right when they walk out of the building.
It's almost... It's just comical. It wasn't so horrible. They believe that, you know, if we would actually have conviction and involvement in evangelism, that it would actually lead the way for other church members to have conviction and involvement in evangelism, too. It's like, you think?
Can you imagine our military having this conversation as they see the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier?
Oh, my gosh.
You know, they would say, we are not tolerating that. And by the way, military doesn't.
Right.
But yet you have the church militant that makes a joke out of it, because for the most part, that's what it's become.
That's right. Or if you're too militant in the church, that's way too harsh. We can do that with our military, but not in spiritual matters.
I mean, let's forget about what William Booth said, that if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. For the right reasons, friends, not for the wrong reasons. Well, we don't want none of that.
Yeah, and notice that William Booth founded the Salvation Army.
Yeah, who is, by the way, the modern has, they have compromised.
Right.
They have, the pith and marrow of the message of Salvation Army is completely missing. It's MIA, friends.
That's right, but it was
shame
there.
On you over there.
It was there in the beginning, though, and that's
what's
so awesome. And Captain Booth said, if you get too comfortable in your barracks, I pray the Lord will burn it down.
Amen.
So that was what it started.
Oh, now they're calling for the burning down of buildings. They're terrorists.
Oh, boy. Last one. 96% of leadership believe their churches would have grown faster if they would have been more involved in evangelism. This is stupid.
Now, wait a second. How contrary to Christ again, because when he had all of his disciples following him, Jesus turned around and said, does this offend you? Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you will in no wise have any partaking with me or any inheritance with me. And he looks at Peter, the one that did stay along with the disciples. He wasn't trying to hang on to people, friends. He was trying to show them the price that's going to be paid through the process.
That's right.
And Peter looked at him and said, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. In other words, Peter hung on.
That's right. And when you look at the end of it, it says, because of this, our results in evangelism has been mediocre at best, of course. And street-level evangelism, where is the space for the local evangelism? That was by Michael Parrott, Acts Evangelism, Spokane, Washington. So,
amen. And we know about three people on one hand, friends. I got six fingers on each hand.
You do? You're like Goliath.
I can raise three fingers as to say who's the real deal across this country. I know three of them. Friends, you got Bradley and Stephanie. We love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18, deeds, not words. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya!
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free.
Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.